Okay, let's move on to our next question. Are the days in Genesis chapter 1 literal or figurative? I really do appreciate this question, realizing that some would use the word day to indicate an unlimited amount of time, therefore giving way to the thought of evolution. Let's look into the Word of God and let it speak for itself. Genesis 1:5 says, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, this is the first mention of the word day in the Scriptures, and it's used twice in this verse. The word comes from the Hebrew word yom and means a day, as the warm hours, whether literal, from sunrise to sunset, or from one sunset to the next, or figurative, a space of time defined by an associated term. Now, realizing this word can be used literally or figuratively, we need to see how it is used in other places to determine how we're to understand it here. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, and 31, each day is described as having an evening and a morning. Now, these two words, evening and morning, literally mean dusk and dawn. This clearly shows that in this instance, each day is a literal 24-hour period. And continuing with the thought of literal days, we go on to read in Genesis 2:1-3, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." God blessed and sanctified a literal day, the Sabbath, as the day he ceased from his labors. This truth is reemphasized in the giving of the Ten Commandments, where we read in Exodus 20:9-11, "6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." As the Lord told his people to rest for a literal day, he uses the 7 literal days of Genesis as an example. Now, we may very well ask, why didn't the Lord create the world in just one day? Wasn't he able to do that? Well, indeed, he was able to do that, but the Lord used 6 days as an object lesson for his people. We learned in Genesis 2 that the Lord rested on the seventh day. We also read in Exodus 20 that man was to rest on the seventh or Sabbath day. Now, are we to rest on the Sabbath day? Are we commanded by the Lord to rest on the seventh day, which is Saturday? Well, no, we're not. The keeping of the Sabbath was for those under the law or the Jewish people. We see from several portions in the New Testament scriptures that the early church observed the first day of the week. Mark 16:9 shows us that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week. That says, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils." And we see that the church was gathered together on the first day of the week in Acts 20:7, where it says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight." We see that the collection of the churches were taken on the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians 16:2. "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." I think we can see from the use of the word that the 6 days of creation in Genesis chapter 1 were literal days. And as we think of God's creation, may we be reminded of the purpose of God's creation. We read in Colossians 1:16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him."